This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
People just want to know what the plan is. I mean, gas prices all-time high, inflation at a 40-year high.
Know,
the president
just,
in his piece makes the case that the economy is thriving.
You ever get that funny feeling like something's going to happen? Like a storm brewing?
It's a hurricane. Right now, it's kind of sunny. Things are doing fine. That hurricane is right out there down the road coming our way.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There's a fella by the name of Brandon that people talk about.
Whoosh. This time, we have to take the time to do something. And this time, it's time for the Senate to do something.
But right now, they got to do what's right for them. Because it's their time. Their time. Up there. Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here.
I want to be very clear. It's about not about vilifying gun owners.
Oh, the gun. Yeah, let's all enjoy a chew, huh? Three buddies sitting around chewing gum.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
My fellow gum owners, I come to you here this afternoon with another grim milestone. Today, we have the all-time high record in the United States of America for average gasoline prices. And no, this is not a repeat of the show from yesterday or the day before yesterday or Tuesday or Monday or a week ago. This is a new all-time high record. $4.76 per gallon.
I thank you all for being here, and I want you to enjoy the rest of your session.
It's barely begun, and we're already enjoying it. We're grinning and bearing it. So yesterday, the price of gasoline on average in the United States of America, according to the American Automobile Association, was $4.71. A week ago today, when I led with the grim milestone, the number I read was $4.59, so it's gone up 17 cents in a week on average. A month ago, the average price was $4.20, which is up, so it's up 56 cents in a month. A year ago today, June 3rd, 2021, it was $3.04. And January 20th, 2021, the day that Brandon was sworn in, when he was sworn in after being selected as president, $2.39. $2.39. And that was up a bit, too, from when he was actually selected as president. So Monday, we may have a really grim milestone, which could be the, and we will probably, will no doubt have it sometime next week, the price will have doubled. Doubled.
Exponentially.
Right now, it's 2 cents away from having doubled under Brandon. 844-500-4242.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you indeed, Mr. President. And so, you know, a little bit later today, as promised, you know, everyone in the administration is talking about crystal balls and mind readers and that kind of stuff. So the Howie Carr Show is going to answer your questions with the ultimate in prognostications. I refer, of course, to the Magic 8 Ball. The Magic 8 Ball. We're going to get into that. You're going to be able to call in with your questions to the Magic 8 Ball, and the Magic 8 Ball will answer them for you. This is an amazing departure in broadcasting history to be answering questions with the Magic 8 Ball. But I'm just going to give you a taste of it right now. Magic 8 Ball, is it possible that the price of gasoline will start to come down under Brandon? Don't count on it. okay, Magic 8-Ball, maybe you're wrong. Maybe you're wrong. Is it even remotely possible that the price of gas is going to come down? Very doubtful. Well, that's some bad news. Anyway, 844-500-4242. And I want to move on, though, a little bit to talk about the gun control issue. And I don't know if you saw this, but if you want to talk about absurdity, Hillary Clinton this morning at 9:09, tweeted out, no one actually needs an AR-15. Now, think about this. This woman is, 76, 77, something like that. Since 1992, for at least 30 years of her life, she has been protected by, or I guess going back to the campaign, maybe even for at least 30 years of her life, she's been protected by Secret Service agents. As the wife of the candidate, as the wife of the President of the United States, and then as the former First Lady, she will, throughout her entire life, be protected by Secret Service agents. Doesn't matter what happens to her horn dog husband. She will always be protected as a former First Lady. But she says no one actually needs an AR-15. Are you willing to put your money where your mouth is, Hillary? Are you willing to, tell your Secret Service agents to get lost, to go home? Trump was on to her early when she was she's always talking about this stuff. Following the San Bernardino attack by Muslim terrorists from Pakistan, who killed 14 people, Clinton said, guns in and of themselves will not make America safe. Americans safer. Arming more people to do what? I don't think it's not the appropriate response to terrorism. So Trump, who was then a candidate, said, he responded back. He tweeted out on January 3rd, 2016, Hillary said that guns don't make you safe. If she really believes that, she should demand that her heavily armed bodyguards quickly disarm. Exclamation point. It's even truer today than it was then. She's had six more years of plus of full protection, and yet she's still saying that that no one actually needs an AR-15. I'm sure her agents have many more powerful guns than AR-15s. By the way, 844-500-4242. But it's Biden last night. How many people actually watched him. I doubt it was very many. He was in made the speech from the White House, and this morning he was in Rehoboth, Delaware. And my theory about Rehoboth, Delaware, and making the statement from there is they don't have logs. The Secret Service doesn't keep logs, or they're not public logs about who visits him. So they can get people in there, and they can give him all kinds of uppers and downers and sideways and any kind of drug available to deal with his dementia, which is getting worse by the day. So I think that's one reason why he likes to, they're going to increasingly make speeches from Rehoboth, Delaware, because again, they can get the doctors in before the speeches. So he was having a problem last night. He was having a problem this morning too, even after his visit from Dr. Feelgood. But last night, let's start off with his statement about the gum owners. I don't own as much gum as I used to. I never was that much into gum. Then I got hit in the mouth, and it's just not, if you got a bridge in your mouth, it's just not good to be chewing gum. Even if you got the best bridge in the world, you don't want to be chewing a lot of gum. Cut one.
This is not about taking away anyone's guns. It's about vilifying gun owners.
See, whatever he says, you can assume the opposite. So when he says first he says the Freudian slip, it's about vilifying, and then he changes it to not vilifying. And then he's so confused by his mix-ups that he calls gun owners gum owners. Cut number three.
It was Justice Scalia who wrote, and I quote, like most rights, the right Second Amendment, by the rights granted by the Second Amendment are not unlimited. Not unlimited. It never has been.
The subject and the verb don't agree there. Rights are not unlimited and never has been. It should be have been. But then, of course, he confuses the name justice first, and then he mixes up rice, right. Cut nine on AR-15s.
Instead of being used as a military weapon on the battlefields, as it was designed, that's what it was designed for. Enough. Enough.
That's what it was designed for. Enough. Enough. By the way,
that's what it was designed for.
By the way, who uses an AR-15 in the military? And he's talking about these slaughters too. I don't even think we pulled this some of this stuff. He mentions the Fort Hood atrocity when a Muslim terrorist killed a bunch of U.S. troops, and he's blaming that basically on deplorables, people who support them, who believe in gun rights, the Second Amendment. But you know what that's all about? That happened in 2009 after Obama. The Obama-Biden administration, or as he calls it, the Obama-O-Biden administration, decided that that troops on domestic basis couldn't carry firearms. He wanted to discourage that. So nobody could fight back when this Muslim terrorist came in and started killing U.S. troops. Then he mentioned Parkland High shooting in Florida. And he said that was all about he blamed that on gun nuts basically. But you know why that kid Cruz was in school? He had been reported by his aunt to the FBI, and they hadn't bothered to pass on the tip to the Broward County Sheriff's Department. But there was another reason he was still in school, is because the Obama administration had put through new rules, and they said you couldn't throw out people with who were black or had Spanish surnames, even though Cruz was a white kid. He had a Spanish surname, so they couldn't throw him out. So these are two massacres that you could legitimately blame on the Biden and Obama administration, but of course he takes no responsibility whatsoever for it. The buck does not stop here with him. He knows nothing. He knows nothing. He takes no responsibility. He never acknowledges that his entire career has not just been a series of always getting the decision wrong in foreign policy, as the former defense secretary said. He's been wrong on everything, period. Going back to the Alaska, the original Alaska pipeline, going back to doing deals with the arch segregationists in his own party, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, we'll be right back and we'll take your calls. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Does the current nationwide shortage of infant formula have you asking what's next? Did you know that nearly 100% of our nation's supply of antibiotics is produced outside the United States, mainly in China and India? If we can't control our own domestically produced baby formula, what about all of the life-saving medications produced overseas? Many experts predict that if there were a supply chain disruption in the pharmaceutical industry, pharmacies could run out of most antibiotics within a matter of weeks. Thankfully, there is a new service to help you prepare for such an event. Have you heard of the Jace case? It's a pack of 5 different courses of antibiotics that you can use to treat a long list of bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory infections, sinusitis, and skin infections. Every household needs at least one Jace case, J-A-S-E, Jace case. Go to jasemedical.com, that's Jace, J-A-S-E, medical.com right now, and use the code word Howie for $10 off your Jace case. If they can produce a shortage of a domestically produced product like baby formula, think of the shortages the Biden administration can affect with medications, the antibiotics that come from China and India. You need a Jace case. That's code word Howie for $10 off your Jace case at jacemedical.com. J-A-S-E, jacemedical.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
This summer, enjoy less time in the grocery store checkout line with HelloFresh. With over 55 options each week, you'll never get bored. Get $125 off during the Memorial Day flash sale with code Howie125 at HelloFresh.com/Howie125. Yesterday, it was Jamie Dimon, one of the big investment bank bosses, the titans of Wall Street, saying there's a hurricane coming. Today, it's Elon Musk. He sent out an email. It was found by one of the wire services, and he said he has a super bad feeling about the economy, and he's going to lay off 10% of the Tesla workforce because he has such a super bad feeling. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Elon Musk says he has a super bad feeling about the economy. Do you agree?
Yes, I do.
98% also share that super bad sentiment.
Well, Joe Biden says he's full of it. Listen to this cut from Joe Biden, cut 42.
Well, let me tell you, Elon Musk is talking about that.
Elon? Any relation to Elon Musk?
Well, let me tell you, Elon Musk is talking about that.
But Joe doesn't hold anything against him. He's not the kind of guy to hold a grudge. Cut 43.
Lots of luck in his trip to the moon.
To the moon? What does that mean?
To the moon.
You're going to the moon!
Scott, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scott.
Good afternoon, Howie. First time, long time.
Thank you.
There's a rifle out there that I use two of them on a farm. It's called a ranch rifle, and it's called a Ruger Mini 14. It's a 5.56 millimeter, 223 caliber. It's essentially the exact same thing as an AR-15. The exact. Has a 20-round magazine, but the difference is it's got a wood grain forestock and a wood grain tailstock.
So it's okay.
If you set them on the table,
so it's okay because it doesn't have that. It doesn't have the scary magazine.
Exactly.
Right?
If you were to set them on a table in a courtroom and you were to ask all these people, which one's the assault rifle? And they would say the black one. But this weapon is out there, and it's very effective for what it was intended for. So this shooter, if he went in there with a Glock 19 or Remington 1100 12-gauge shotgun, he could have done the same amount of damage. It has nothing to do with the weapon. The public is ignorant. And they need to know better. But you know, I love your show, Howie. You make me laugh and you make me think. So
thank you, Scott. And it's not only the public that's ignorant. I mean, a lot of these politicians talking about it. I don't know if you saw Mondaire Jones, the guy we were talking about yesterday, was screaming and yelling they're going to expand the Supreme Court, they're going to bust the filibuster, et cetera, to protect our kids. He was asked questions by someone, a reporter going down the hall afterwards. He had no idea what he said, we're going to ban handguns. And the reporter said, so you're going to ban handguns? No, we're not going to ban handguns. I understand now why this guy is so desperate. I looked at his new district. He's the gay guy who moved into who moved out of his own district that had been redistricted in New York. His new district is 6% black, but it's where the Stonewall riots started, so that's what he's hanging his hat on. He likes the new district because even though it's very few black people in it, it's where the Stonewall riots, it's where the gay lib movement began. He's running against de Blasio, among others, and also Liz Holtzman, who's, you know, who even knew she was alive. She was from Watergate fame. 844-500-4242. Grace will be back with us, and we will take some more calls when we come back. We're gonna take a lot of calls here today, and Me and the Magic 8 Ball are going to have a good show for you today. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. It's now time for Grace Curley with the news.
Hello, Howie. All right, here are some breaking news stories today. The FBI arrests Peter Navarro one day after he vows to impeach Joe Biden. Just timing.
So this is contempt of Congress. Now, wasn't Eric Holder Obama's wingman, so-called? Wasn't he found in contempt of Congress? When was he arrested by the FBI, by the way?
Are you trying to suggest that there's a double standard at play here? Because I will not have that kind of talk during my news segment.
So this happened the day after Navarro. I don't know what he was doing there, but he was on MSNBC with Ari Melber, whoever the hell he is. And he said that if the Republicans came back into power in 2024, won the presidency, and he was in the new administration, presumably Trump, but could be any Republican, he said he would be involved in the impeachment process of Joe Biden. Why do they have to wait until 2025, by the way? If they take control of the House of Representatives, I think they should impeach him immediately next January.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of
just for the southern border alone.
He is not
faithfully taken care to faithfully execute the laws of the United States of America. That's in the Constitution.
And let's also add in the fact that they kind of lowered the bar for what's impeachable after they impeached Trump twice for two things that weren't worthy of impeachment.
Yeah. How about just for misinformation and disinformation? They seem to have such a problem with misinformation and disinformation. We could give them like 2 hours just off of our archives.
And you know what we'll throw in for free? Because we're all about a deal here at the Howie Carr Show.
Yes, what?
I'll sing the song, Supercalifragilistic. We don't need Nina Jankowicz. I have a background in theater. Here's another update for you, Howie. Joe Biden taunts Elon Musk for bad feeling about the economy.
I know. I just played. Yeah, we just played that one.
Yeah, and I just wanted to add in here that it does come on the heels of news that Elon Musk is laying off 10% of the workforce at Tesla. He has a super bad feeling about the economy, and Joe Biden said, you know, good luck on his trip to the moon.
Lots of luck on his trip to the moon.
Fly me to the moon.
Joe, keep your eye on the ball. And I don't mean the Magic 8 Ball. Keep your eye on the ball.
You're going to the moon!
He got into this, though. Cut 40.
So let's come together and focus on what's matter, on what matters.
Let's focus on what's matter. What's the matter you, Joe? What's the matter you?
Yeah, I just wanted to add in here that I love how he's being snarky towards Elon Musk. And you know what I thought of, Howie? It would never happen in a million years, but it would be very entertaining. A battle of wits between Musk and Biden. Who are you putting your money on?
You know, I mean, it could be, you could do Jeopardy style, the old College Bowl style. Any kind of trivia contest, any kind of, how about the Montreal cognitive assessment?
No, but I actually just prefer the old sit down debate style, you know, like they did with the presidential debates. And I have to say, Howie, I know you've pointed this out before, but I want to say it again. That was Trump's biggest mistake, I think, in the campaigning was not letting Biden talk.
No, he interrupted because he was just spewing such nonsense by Trump couldn't resist. But you're right.
If you let Biden talk, man, he can dig a hole. So yeah, now he's coming after Elon Musk.
Speaking of holes, let's play cut 26.
And American manufacturing is booming.
Merrimack American.
Miss Mary Mac, all dressed in black.
Oh, Lord. What if we have a problem? What's the website we go to, Mr. President? Cut 35.
You can find out if you'd be eligible by visiting
by getinternet.gov. Getinternet.gov. Say it again. Getinternet.gov. See if you qualify.
Why do they keep putting the websites in his speeches? It really trips him up.
It does.
At a certain point, you got to adjust. You got to pivot, you know? You got to say, maybe the websites aren't his thing.
He's very concerned about
http://www.
He doesn't do the www anymore, which is nice.
Remember, though, he has said in the past .gum, and now today gum has made an appearance for all the gum owners. Who knew that gum was such an integral
part? This is not about taking away anyone's guns. It's about not about vilifying gun owners.
He's very concerned. There's a certain disease that he keeps referring to. It keeps recurring in his speeches. Cut 34.
Someone with diabetes, for example, is hundreds of dollars per year. Someone with arthritis could be thousands of dollars per year.
Diomedes. You know, there was an ancient Greek who had Diomedes, Diogenes. He was looking for a truthful person. Go ahead. What else you got, Grace?
Well, I thought that Byron York had a really good piece today in the Washington Examiner, and this goes along, Howie, with the gun control conversation, because he was reacting to Joe Biden's speech yesterday. And something that Byron pointed out was that there is a group, I know we use this a lot, but a bipartisan group of people who are working on a framework for some gun control. And Chris Murphy, who's a Democrat, one thing he's made clear is that they're trying to do things that actually might have a shot at passing.
Right.
They don't want to put something out there that they know is not going to work. And he said, we probably can't get a universal background check bill, but they do have something they're working on that involves a lot of different senators.
Which we know will have no effect on any kind of problems.
But as far as getting people to compromise in some degree, this is the closest thing they're getting until Joe Biden decided to ruin that last night with his speech. Byron wrote, in any event, Biden's decision to elbow his way into the Senate negotiations could well have the effect of messing the whole thing up. That doesn't sound like the Biden I know. He's going to show up and mess the whole thing up. After the speech, Lindsey Graham tweeted, I stand ready to vote on all proposals mentioned by President Biden tonight and encourage the Democratic leader to bring them forward for votes. So it's interesting that...
But, the thing is, again, he always says how long he was in the Senate. He was in there for 36 years. He keeps saying that over and over again. And he seems to know nothing about how the place works. I mean, any kind of legislative body, you have to, where especially when it's evenly split, you have to work for compromises. And like you said, he just tossed a Molotov cocktail into these stupid negotiations. And again, I granted they're stupid negotiations. You don't have to tell me that. But he doesn't know what's going on. And when another thing he always says, Grace, if you notice this, when the Second Amendment was passed, it wasn't passed. It was ratified. An amendment to the Constitution has to be ratified by two-thirds or three-quarters of the states. I forget which it is. But it's not passed. He doesn't seem to know how basic legislative congressional processes occur.
I don't want you to get too worked up about the Second Amendment because it's not absolute. He's told us that multiple times.
I understand that. I understand. What is absolute? Him screwing things up.
That is true. And something else I notice about these speeches, Howie, that he delivers on gun control are that there are things he says that are very true, like when he talks about going to Uvalde and how terrible that is and how horrible it is for those families. But then he throws in things that have been debunked so many times about guns and about gun control that it really does take away from the truth in his speech, because he's so comfortable just repeating these lies, whether it be about the liability of gun manufacturers or whatever the lie may be. He's said these multiple times and he's been debunked by people like Glenn Kessler in The Washington Post, and he still repeats them over and over again. And these aren't offhand remarks. These are speeches that he's reading off a teleprompter.
And, someone made a good point that I think you mentioned it on your show in The Federalist. They said that, trying to make the gun manufacturers legally liable for what's done with their products is like trying to make the Ford Motor Company liable for that black racist thug in Wisconsin running over all those people and killing six of them at the Christmas parade.
Right. It's nonsensical. Hey, Howie, one last thing before I let you go. This is from Breitbart News. Biden will let states and tribes block pipelines, reversing another Trump energy policy. So this was first reported in AP, but the Trump-era rule required local regulators to focus their reviews on the pollution that projects might discharge into rivers, streams, and wetlands, and it rigidly enforced a one-year deadline for regulators to make permitting decisions. Some states lost their authority to block certain projects based on allegations they blew the deadline. Now the EPA says states should have the authority to look beyond pollution discharged into waterways and evaluate the impact of a project on local water quality.
And they're wondering why the big oil companies won't cooperate with them. You know what I say? Enough. They sometimes focus test words. Last night we think they focus tested the word enough.
Yeah.
Not 20.
Enough. 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 Enough.
You think he said it enough? Enough? Enough already. All right.
Thank you, Howie.
Thank you, Grace. 844-500-4242. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. The world is on fire, and you need to protect your retirement savings. If you have more than $50,000 in a 401k or IRA or any other retirement savings, your money could be at risk. I protect my savings with physical gold and silver, and you should think about precious metals as well to protect your retirement in this chaotic environment. Just consider the current situation. The Dow Jones is in the red. It's losing hundreds of points again today. There's also foreign wars, spiraling inflation, interest rate hikes, proposed tax increases, spiraling national debt. The Dems' only plan is to print more money. How's that one been working out for you? Whenever the world looks like it does like Brandon's America looks like, people turn to gold. It's a historical fact, and it's happening again. It's time to diversify. That means precious metals. You need to learn how to protect your life savings with physical gold and silver as I do. Call 855-935-0483 to receive your no-obligation Biden inflation report. That's 855-935-0483, and the IRA experts at GoldCo will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why GoldCo is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 855-935-0483. The experts at GoldCo have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. Call 855-935-0483. I'm Howie Carr.
Knock it off with them negative waves. Why don't you say something righteous and hopeful for a change?
Howie Carr.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Moby Dick's in Wellfleet. For 40 years and counting, they continue to provide the freshest oysters, fried fish, and lobster salad. Online at mobys.com.
You gotta ask yourself the question, do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
I remain committed to doing everything in my power to blunt the impact on American families. That's exactly what I'm doing.
He's talking about inflation or his son, Hunter Biden. 844-500-4242. If Joe Biden really cared about gun laws, Hunter Biden would already be in jail. This is another one from the Federalist. You know, you have to enforce the laws that you already have in place if you want to be serious, seriously propose new laws. And there's something called a firearms transaction record. This is what you have to file with the feds. It's called Form 4433. when you buy, you have to tell the feds if you are, quote, an unlawful user of or addicted to marijuana or any depressant, stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance. You know what Hunter Biden said? No. Despite repeated rehab visits in 2003, 2010, 2014, he was discharged from the Navy in 2014 for cocaine use. He was on another cocaine binge in 2016 when he dropped off the computer at the Delaware repair shop. He reeked of alcohol, according to the guy whose life has been destroyed and is now suing people. Lying on a form 4473 to purchase a firearm is a felony offense that can carry up to 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. This is from the Federalist. Before Biden goes on lecturing Americans about responsible gun ownership and threatening to regulate ownership out of existence, some self-reflection is warranted. And that gun, by the way, was thrown out by his girlfriend, I believe it was, who was also his sister-in-law. She took it down to a elite, high-end food store and dropped it in the garbage can, left it there, left the gun there. And it was across the street from a high school. But, hey, it's Hunter, so we can't really expect anything to be done, can we? Stanley, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Stanley.
All right. Thank you so much, Howie. I want to call your attention and all your readers to something and on your listeners. And it's in the liberal New York Times, but it's on the front page of today. Biden to visit the Saudis in a bid to repair ties and shelve the pariah label as gas prices soared. And I'm looking at this thing and it says President Biden, who is a candidate, vowed to make Saudi Arabia pariah in response to the assassination of a dissident, has decided to travel to Riyadh this month to rebuild relations with the oil-rich kingdom when he is seeking to reduce gas prices at home.
I know. They kept saying that, Donald Trump was a loose cannon. You know, when they asked Donald Trump, are you going to cut relations because the Saudis allegedly killed this guy? He was an Arab or an Iranian, but he was an American, he naturalized American citizen. And Trump basically said, we can't cut off relations with this country that we rely on so much. And they help us out. They help out Israel. They're a counterbalance to Iran getting a nuclear weapon. But Joe Biden just goes out and calls them pariahs, and now words have consequences, and he has to go. I don't believe he's going to go, actually, because would you trust him in delicate negotiations with people he's flat out insulted? It's not doable. And he actually said that today. They asked him, there were reports he was definitely going, and that, like the one that Stanley was just mentioning. But he said, I don't know if I'm going or not. I don't know. Tony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tony.
Good afternoon, Howie. I wanted to touch on or comment on Biden's gun speech last night and also this possibility of going over to Saudi Arabia. Right. But I first just want to say that what's Michelle Wu going to do if the Celtics win the championship about the duck boats? Is she going to be able to use the duck boats and fund the gas they're going to use? Hopefully she doesn't snuff out our parade this year. But anyway, but I just wanted to say that. But as far as the gun speech last night, right, all this is an opportunity for him to go after the Constitution, to go after the Second Amendment. That's all that was
designed. I think he wants to go after more than Tony. I think it's more than that. I think he wants to go after Republicans. People that he doesn't like who don't vote for Democrats, he wants to take their guns away. If you live in the Democrat cities and you're an ex-con and you're a gangbanger, they're not prosecuting you. All those George Soros district attorneys, prosecutors, they're not prosecuting anybody. They're not enforcing the federal government, the Justice Department isn't enforcing that 30 years sentence on and after for using a firearm in the commission of a crime. The states aren't and the states and the municipalities aren't enforcing the gun laws that are already on the books, but they want to put more gun laws on the books so they can enforce them selectively, just like they're enforcing the contempt of Congress. Peter Navarro was arrested by the FBI for the same thing that Eric Holder just walked away from and didn't even didn't even get hassled about, because there's a two-tier system of justice, and anybody who votes to give this government more power to take people's guns away and put you in jail for having a gun when they're not putting the real criminals in jail is crazy. I'm Howie Carr.